All right. Well, geez. Huh? You're such a polite crowd, and that's great. We appreciate that always here at Johnny D's. There's Johnny's D, as some people call it. And actually, I met some of the folks that that are part of the family that's Johnny's D. And it's nice. I didn't realize it was a family-run place until tonight. Anyway, geez, I don't know what to do or to talk about. You have any requests? One-way street. What's the other one? One girl cried. Don't let me come home a stranger. Those are the songs, ladies and gentlemen. You can get them all on the break. Actually, well, I'll do some of them, but then you can get the rest of them on the break. What about my guitar neck? That's right. It's a custom neck on a guitar. Thank you. You're feeding me my lines. I appreciate that. It's a prompter over there. Shill in the crowd. Yeah, this is a... What people ask me about this. No one asked me so far tonight, but he did. What kind of instrument is that? What is it? Sort of some sort of confused guitar? Is it a combination of a bouzouki and a guitar, or a bazaar, as Scott likes to call it? Eight stringed, tuned in fifths like a mandolin, but much bigger. I just had it, just had to have it, and had a fellow make it for me this way. Actually, the bouzouki, you know, you tell people you play bouzouki and they don't take you seriously right off the bat. I mean, guitar is bad enough, but you'll say bouzouki. And then, let alone, you know, leave that even alone. The thing comes from the word meaning out of tune in Greek. And then you're going through the airport security and you got your bouzouki in the case, and some guy says, "Hey, what do you got in there?" Then you don't know what to call it. You don't want to call it bouzouki. So that's why I had it made in the shape of a guitar. It's actually just a big out of tune thing. Thank you very much. Let's do that one-way street. That's a good